Our next storyteller is Catherine Hollis Buchanan. And Catherine was born in St. Petersburg, Florida, and came to Kodiak in 2009 to work for the hospital. Now she's a professor at Kodiak College. She enjoys geocaching and playing with her dog, Lolly. Please welcome Catherine.
So, imagine this, October 25th, 2012. I'm scheduled for surgery in Anchorage on Monday. This is Friday. And I have conned, so to speak, a mother in town to allow me to escort her 17-year-old daughter to Anchorage so she can care for me and escort me home after my surgery. We love to geocache. And so Friday night, October 25th, again, 2012, we decide, I'm getting nervous about the surgery, but it's not till Monday, so we're gonna have lots of fun geocaching over the weekend. That's the night, if you don't know, that Chasing Mavericks was released. My favorite movie in the whole world for the rest of my life. We went and saw Chasing Mavericks, and I, of course, fell in love again because Gerard Butler is my heartthrob. Phantom of the Opera. So I want to go see it again Saturday and Sunday, and maybe even Monday if I feel up to it. But my friend, who's, again, 17, has never seen a 3D movie in her life. She came from a farm in New York and came to Kodiak. We didn't have 3D yet at the time. So I'm like, okay, so Saturday night, we decide to go to Chasing Mavericks again, and then Sunday night, we go see Hotel Transylvania 3D. That's not the spooky part. So after the movie, which is like 9:30, 10 o'clock, we decide we're gonna do more geocaching. We have geocached the heck out of Anchorage if you've never done it. Does anybody not know what geocaching is?
No.
It's like a high-tech scavenger hunt, let's put it that way. And so you take your phone and you look for stuff, and that's all you do, really. There's nothing else to it. But it's kind of fun, and sometimes it's really hard to find these things. So we've geocached all day for 2 days. The week before that, I was up there for my church, and bought a Jeep, an orange Jeep. Orange is my favorite color. And I left it there, and the intent was to teach Kaylin, my friend, to drive a stick the next weekend while we're geocaching, so she can drive the thing after, you know, drive me to my appointment on Monday, and then we can have somebody put it on a ferry to come back here. But she chickens out. She doesn't want to drive in Anchorage. She doesn't want to learn to drive a stick in Anchorage. So I'm driving all over, which is fine. So Sunday night, I'm still really nervous, so we go see Hotel Transylvania, and afterwards we decide to go geocaching some more, just a little bit more right before my surgery. So it's like 12:30 at night in the morning, and it's October 27th now, so it's a little chilly and a little bit snowy in Anchorage, not too bad yet, but we are looking at our phones and going down this trail in a residential area, looking for this geocache, and can't find it. And then all of a sudden I hear something, and I'm like, first of all, we both have to pee really bad because it's cold out and we haven't gone for hours since probably before the movie, and we probably drank gallons of pop at the movie. So we both have to pee, and we're like, and I hear something, I'm like, so we stand still, and all of a sudden this bicycle comes. You know, it's got lights on the tire, so it doesn't freak us out, and we're like, that's pretty funny. But in geocaching, you're not supposed to let anybody see you find the geocache, right? So we're trying to be quiet and hide. Well, then all of a sudden she goes, what is that smell? And I'm like, oh my god. On Thursday, the night before we left, I was watching TV with my husband about how you can always smell a bear before you see it. Right? So I'm like, just find the geocache, get out of here! So, and we're laughing and trying to find the geocache and freezing. And so we're looking all over the place, and my phone says we're right there. And all of a sudden, I look straight ahead, and right here, there's a birdhouse. Well, I know that's the geocache, because the birdhouses are supposed to be up there, not down here. And I open it, and everything falls out. So that makes us laugh even worse. And I'm trying to hurry up and get out of there, because I'm pretty sure there's a bear right around us. And that's the spooky part. We are laughing and we're on the ground. I'm trying to pick up stuff and sign the log and not pee my pants, literally. And I'm like, shh, somebody's gonna hear us. And we're in the middle of a residential area and almost 1 o'clock. And again, her mother is gonna kill me, literally, if we die. Because we're out at 1 o'clock in the morning in bear territory. And she's 17, and I was supposed to be responsible and adult and take care of her, so she can take care of me. I'm not gonna make it to my surgery tomorrow, I'm pretty sure, which is just fine with me too. Anyway, we put all the stuff back in the geocache, shut the door, we signed the log. I have no idea if we picked everything up or not, but we make our way back to the trail and get out of the little area that we're in and get back to the hotel. We made it, didn't die. I made it to my surgery, my Jeep made it to Kodiak. And I guess the funny part of that is, like, every little thing that we heard, that we saw, that we smelled, brought back something. Like, I don't know why I watched that stupid show with my husband the night before we left, about bears smelling. And I was sure that smell was a bear, but when we were leaving, we found out there's this stinky, that nasty little pond right across on the other side of the little trail where the bike freaked us out. And so there was nothing really scary about it in the end, but it was hilarious, and that's